Lynn, scan you out there.
KFW Mobile.
Have you got anything going on at work today?
Is there anything special going on, but it's always something can change.
I never know truly, and because mine changes from shop to shop. I mean, it could be anything.
The special I got going on is trying to figure out what I did with my money clip. I'm hoping I left them in my pair of pants and they're in the dirty clothes out here.
Don't have any money in it.
But nothing to brag about.
It's me every day how many people walk around with absolutely no cash in their pocket. I mean, they don't even have a dollar.
$30 or $40 in it. But it's unusual for me to use it. I mean, it's a money clip that was my grandfather's. And that's something I've carried it for a long time. And it's real unusual for me to misplace it.
I've got stuff like that, too. And it's just not paying attention for a split second. That's all it takes.
I drug my phone out and it fell out somewhere.
Find it. At least the money clip, nobody took it.
A little project I need to get started out here, but I gotta wait for the two electricians to get together, you know, three or four of us to get together to figure out what we're doing.
Check on Andrew today. Hadn't heard from him since last week.
But then, man, they doing more construction here. Construction before I get to where I need to get off. And all these cones and that are kind of confusing.
They started construction 2 miles before your exit there.
The pattern was different than yesterday.
Had one whole road closed that. My route this morning, I had to go around. I don't know what's going on there.
I guess it was Saturday. We were headed over to Tyson's dad house, and they had St. Mark's Road closed off, just you know, a couple hundred yard section of it. So you had to go down there to Josie's and go up that way, and then turn down a side street. And then people weren't paying any attention to the detour sign until they got all the way up to St. Mark, and it's like, oh, can't turn.
I waited last Thursday when I tried to get up through there. I got one of the yellow tags that they're supposed to allow me through. They still wouldn't allow me through in the truck. Yeah, there's little tags you're supposed to have if you live on that road or you have business on that road that you're supposed to display in the window so that they know you're not just somebody cutting through. But where I go to a shop up there, they give us a yellow tag so we can get in there because they're not supposed to be able to affect their business.
But I didn't know that. No, they open it back up in the evenings.
So that's what we were told. But I see them where we eat lunch all at the same place. And I told them, he immediately called in there and said something to the contractor that they weren't allowing us in because me and the Snap-on guy eat lunch together. And I go in the morning and he goes in the afternoon. And he immediately said something to him about it.
I wonder how they did it.
He's a pretty big business, and, you know, you're not allowing his customers in there. You'll put him out of business in, you know, a month's time.
He knocked his business down because people don't want to deal with the hassle.
He's not an auto repair. It's a truck and equipment repair. So they're a little more, I'm going here, but it's still affecting his business. Parts deliveries, tool guys. So, no matter how hard they try, it's going to affect it.
The truck called 3 o'clock yesterday. He called and said he wasn't going to be able to make the 6:30 appointment this morning.
Dude, that far ahead.
Was in the shop.
Jason, you can't do anything about that.
Shortage. My sister, you know, she works at the BMW over there. in Spartanburg. And it's like, man, they got hundreds of truckloads of stuff that need to be brought in, and the trucking company that's doing it can't find drivers.
You watch the news, and trucking companies are filing for bankruptcy. I mean, there's been several of them in the last month.
Some of them, they just can't compete, you know, with the fuel prices going higher and higher. It's all a lot of them, though, that appear to be out west.
Looking at the news last night, and there was a couple more went out yesterday, filed for bankruptcy, and one of them was J.B. Hunt, had laid off quite a few drivers to cut back on their workforce.
These are J.B. Hunt, I mean, they're pretty big.
After that, are you getting close, Ken? Close.
Just roll the gate.
And I just pulled up to the gate, and I got to unhook it.
7-3, Matt, you have an awesome, safe day out there. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4, TSW, 7-3.
Again, hope you have a great day. KO4HKX, clear.